Okay, we're terribly behind on our agenda. Dr. Sam,
well, that's why I'm trying to figure, I was trying to
you want to
catch your eye and see if you wanted to do. I think we can do a couple of quick things. We can take care of H, I think, fairly quickly. That's Christy Michael, and it's just a change, and I've already discussed this with the board prior to this. I don't think there'll be an issue with it. So, Christy, you want to do that really quick? And then I think we can do the just do a quick update on lead hire, which will not be very long at all, and then break for lunch and do the Baltimore thing when we come back.
Okay.
If that suits the rest of
that works.
Rest
okay.
Of you, okay.
Good afternoon, members of the board. I'm here today to request that you adopt revisions to the state board policy for the procedures for the removal of professional assistants. In other words, it's a procedure for terminating certain MSDE employees. State law specifies that professional assistants are MSDE employees that are either executive service, so that means the deputy superintendents or assistant state superintendents, management service, or special appointments. The state law also specifies that the state board appoints a special professional assistants, that professional assistants serve at the pleasure of the state board, and that the state board shall, that all professional assistants shall be removed in accordance with procedures set by the state board. So the state board initially adopted those procedures in 1995, and they have only been minor revisions since that time. So I'm here today to request you make some additional changes to that policy that would put our professional assistants in a place that is more consistent with how executive service, management service, and special appointments and other agencies are treated. We've also noted some areas where our procedure is inconsistent with state law, so we've recommended changes in that regard as well. The state procedure, our procedure, breaks down the procedures for the removal of professional assistants into three categories. It is the executive service, and hopefully with some of the changes you will make today, management service, and then all other professional assistants. To highlight some of the changes we're recommending, we are recommending that you remove all references to 2 weeks prior notice to termination. State law requires us to impose discipline within 30 days of management becoming aware of a situation. Our procedure also requires us to give 2 weeks notification, which essentially means we have to do a thorough investigation in 2 weeks in order to meet both the 2-week state board deadline and the 30-day discipline guideline from the state. We've added a reference to political special appointments to the board procedure. We're recommending replacing several references to the State Board of Education to the state superintendent to reflect what has previously been delegated to our operations. We are recommending increasing the specified pay grade for our Category 2, which is management service, to reflect that Category 2 procedures really should be for management service employees. And we are recommending increasing the agency appeal time frames from 10 days to 15 days, so that's more in line with state statute.
I move approval of the recommendation.
So moved.
I had a quick question.
Okay, discussion.
Just so I could have a little bit more insight of what we were voting on. On the back of the first page, it says that reworded that the agency appeal to the state superintendent is a conference, not a hearing. What was the difference between those two? Was that just, I guess, reflected in the changes in the law?
I'm going to invite up Steve Sarah. He's our Director of Human Resources, who helped us draft the change in the policy.
Good afternoon. Thank you. It's what's reflected in state law.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That an employee files its, the appointing authority may conduct a conference with the employee. Later in the process, when we have a formal hearing, it's typically with the Office of Administrative Hearings, evidentiary hearing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so it's been moved by Dr. Finn, seconded by Dr. Steiner. Any other discussion? Dr. Salmon? Good. Okay, so all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Very good.
And just as a cue set, there'll be more to come in terms of revisiting some policies which we feel now are a bit archaic. So thank you for your support on this.
Thank you, Ms. Michael.
And then